This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, my boyfriend and I sleep in his ex's driveway. What?
God,
right here.
My boyfriend and I sleep in his ex's driveway. We'll get into it. But first, it is the nephew's turn to give us a prank. What you got for us today, Neff?
Apartment 316.
See, they always start off so nice.
Sound real nice, don't
they? Yeah.
Apartment 316.
Oh, you scare
me. What about it?
You scare me.
Yeah. Call it just apartment 316.
It's all that. What is all that?
316. Let's go, cat dog. Apartment 316.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Dale.
Yeah, this is Dale.
Hey, Dale. How you doing, man? My name is Vaughn, dude. You live in. I'm trying to make sure I got the right dude, man. You live in Court, right? Apartments.
Yeah, I live in. What's going on?
Okay, you live in apartment 316, right?
Yeah, is it something I need to be worried about? What's going on with my apartment?
Oh, no. Everything cool with your apartment, man. I got your number from a lady at the leasing office.
Regarding?
Say what now?
What's it in regards to?
Well, actually, what's going to happen is I'm going to move to Court. And what I wanted to do, you know, see, man, every apartment I've always had, I've always lived in apartment 316. And I know you in 316, so... They, you know, the girl at the office gave me, you know, because I don't want to move nowhere else where I can't be in room 316. I got to be, you know, it's just real superstitious, I know, but I kind of, I got to have a
partner. Hey, hold on. You say your name, Vaughn?
Yeah, I'm Vaughn.
Your name, right, Vaughn. And who gave you my number again?
One of the ladies at the leasing office when I was over there.
Who was it?
I can't really remember her name, man.
Listen, cut this man, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Don't call me for nothing like that, man. Now I ain't moving out of my apartment, man. I've been staying there for 4 years. When I move out to the apartment, I move in the house. You understand? All this you got going with your, whatever it is, your 316, your 132, that's on you, man.
No, move, it ain't 132. I got to stay in 316, man. See, that's what I'm trying to say. I done signed the lease, so I'm stuck with it. I got to get that apartment. So I'm trying to tell you, would you like to, which other apartment would you like to move to? And I go on and get them to move your stuff.
Ain't nothing moving. Only thing I ain't going to move is them numbers. You can add them up, divide them, do whatever you want to them, but I ain't moving. So you're going to have to get that to your head, man. And really, I'm because I don't know who the gave you my number with like this. I'm at work and calling me with because I don't even know no Vaughn.
No, you don't know me, dog. I asked them who was in 316. They told me
that ain't none of your business who in 316, man.
Hey, listen, man. I'm trying to do this as respectful as possible. You know, like I said, I really can't function unless I'm living in a...
Disrespect me then. Do it disrespectful then, because I'm going to show you this. You call me with like this, I don't give a favorite. No, I don't care if that was your favorite scripture.
Okay, hey, dog.
You call me with like that, man.
See, now you're going to make this hard. Okay, so let me tell you this to you. I already told the lady I want to be in 316. She told me I needed to deal with Dale. Now, I'm trying to deal with you in a polite way, okay? Because like I say, I can't function, man, unless I'm in apartment 316. I can't even get them to go to work. I cannot function, okay? I have to have that apartment number, dude.
All right. So, it sounds like you got a problem on your hands, man. Whatever your problem is, that's your problem. Ain't got to do with me. Don't call me no like that. Like I say, I've been staying in 316. I'm going to stay in 316 till I move to a house. You need to find something else to do. And really, I'm pissed off at the that gave you my number to call me with this. I can't believe that.
Hey, first of all, let me say this to you. I don't like the way you're talking to me. First, and I told you I got a problem.
I don't like the way you come at me with that come at me with a number. What the I look like you, man? 316.
What? Excuse me, dog? What you say?
No, you calling me with this. I tell you what, man. Come at me or come at my apartment with that and you gonna see it, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm trying to handle this respectably, man, okay? All right? That's what I'm trying to do. Dale, listen to me. I'm trying to tell you honestly, dog, I cannot function outside of them three numbers. I have to live in apartment 316.
That ain't my business, man.
No, I don't have to come move your but I do it.
Hold on. Run that back. What you say?
I said, I don't want to have to move your
I thought it was a said that down. Got me up. What you gonna come move my? I want. Hey, matter of fact, come on, come move 316. I had a three for you. Come on, man. Come on, come move my man. Come on, 210 solid. Come on, move your all kind of going on in the world, but no, I got 365 days deal with this. I'm at work. You on? I'm on my 9 to 5, and you come at me about some 316. I'm gonna whoop somebody. That's all I got to say, man. It's gonna be you. Before I deal with you, though, I'm gonna get. Leasing off for even giving you my number all day.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to tell you, I have to stay under them numbers, man. I have to. I'm superstitious like that. I know everybody ain't like that, but I just happen to be like that. You understand?
Everybody ain't like that, man. I ain't got time to be dealing with really, everybody ain't got time to even sit up and listen like this. Man, you left up a Christian, man. Other than that, I've been out this job looking for. What apartment number did they give you?
They gave me like 329 or something like that. I can't stay there, man.
That's where I'm going to meet you at, man. Meet me at 329, 6 o'clock tonight. How about them numbers?
Okay. So how about these numbers right here? 877-29-STEVE.
What that mean?
877-29-STEVE.
877-29-C.
You ain't never heard that number before?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
That's the number to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, because this is Nephew Tommy, and you just got pranked by your coworker Linda.
It sounds crazy as hell. I was believing it for a second. Had me rolling. Got me about to take off and go to the leasing office calling right now. Who you say got me now?
Yo, ain't you got a coworker named Linda?
Linda? Ain't this about Linda coming for Linda right now? I wonder why the hell she taking so long. She put she on some man. God, y'all had me going though, man.
Hey, Dale, I got one more thing to ask you, man.
Go ahead.
Dale, you at work for real, ain't you?
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, man. Get back to work, man. Your phone off the hook over there.
All right.
That dude right there. I don't care if 316. I don't care if it's your favorite scripture. When he said that, I said he mad now. I don't care if it's your favorite scripture.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, you read.
Boy, he was cussing so hard.
Yeah, man.
The real one.
Wait, hold up, man. I'm going to come down there and move your stuff out. Hold up, dog. Run that back.
Yeah. Hey, man.
You finna come my apartment and move my stuff out.
People alone,
run
Tommy.
That back.
Yeah, Tommy, you play too much.
Dog,
he said,
really
what apartment
mad.
You moving to? I'm going to be down to 329.
Hey,
329.
Man, what apartment?
329.
What apartment they give
6
you?
O'clock tonight. Let's see, let me see you move this 210, because that's what I'm
man,
bringing.
I can't remember. 329. Cool, that's where I'm going to meet you at.
Right, right. Tonight,
really
Junior.
Good.
Tonight.
Would you say your name is Vaughn?
Set it up.
Okay.
Oh, he set him up.
Go to thomasmiles.com, look for the prank button, click on it, click on that prank button, and then leave me all your information. I call you, we talk, we put a plan together, and then I called him and I worked my jelly. That's how it worked. That's prank phone call from who they say is the king. I don't call myself the king. I let them call me the king.
Where do you think we got it from?
Yeah. I don't call myself the king.
I let them call
I'm the best they ever done it, though.
Man. Exactly.
I don't ask you to call me the king, but if you don't, though, it's going to be a damn problem.
Man.
Boy, that's what I said. Just do it.
He said, man, you come over here, we're going to be working with a lot of numbers.
Right. That is, Junior.
Thank you, King of Pranks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.